So hi, I'm Tom Evans, and I'm thrilled today to be speaking with Nancy Mills, the founder and creator of Spirited Woman. Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
So this is just one amazing movement that you've created here. And I hear a little bird tells me it all started when a hawk landed.
Well, the movement didn't start when a hawk landed. That actually was something that happened on the spring equinox of this year. But Spirited Woman is a leading women's empowerment community.
Okay.
And it's going strong for over 10 years.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's been going strong for over 10 years. I live in California. I live in Los Angeles. And we started it actually in a community called Santa Barbara, where Oprah lives, actually. And it took off. It just took off. It was an on-earth community, and then we went internet in 2006, and that's when we really started to move and expand and become an international community.
Okay.
And so I've been very well known through the years as a women's empowerment leader, and I had this remarkable experience. What happened was, as I was on the phone with a friend, I looked at my balcony, which is only 8 feet wide, and sitting on my balcony was a hawk that was 3 feet wide.
Wow.
So you do the math. And I had said to my friend while I was on the phone, an eagle has landed. And it turned out to be a hawk. But as in any significant moment of your life, it is what you do with it. And the hawk became symbol for me to move forward. It became a messenger. Right. And the hawk turned around, and I swear to you, it did look at me for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, I realized very deeply that I needed to do something with a bigger vision for Spirited Woman.
And what is that vision exactly?
Where is what happened was I realized that I needed to bring women together from different states and different countries, and I needed to do something that was a co-collaboration, and I needed to do something that involved the social media, and I needed to do something that really expressed the vision of the every woman visionary, who I feel is changing the world a spirited woman step at a time. And so this whole project came in my mind, which is called the Spirited Woman 2012 Directory, Resources for an Inspired Life. And I thought, all right, well, it'll sit on the internet. It'll be a page-turning directory. We'll distribute it via Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and our websites and what have you. And I'm going to get all these women involved, and everything's going to happen. But I had no prototype. It was like, remember the old commercial, the FedEx commercial? Well, the box really looked like this, but it never arrived.
Mm-hmm.
It really was red, but I have to describe it to you. And to make a long story short, I clearly was onto something, because I now have women involved from over 6 countries and 25 states. And we're launching it on 12/12 of this year for the year 2012. And
wow.
We're so excited.
That's powerful numerology. And the box is landing then on 12/12. That just sounds fantastic. So when we open this box, what's going to be in it?
Well, it's going to be a magazine-style directory filled with inspiring stories of every woman visionaries. You know, we all have a story. Very often, we'll be in a supermarket, and we do not know who we are standing next to.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that there are millions, if not billions, of women who are changing the world. I don't want to say quietly, but they're changing the world, perhaps behind the scenes. And this is a vehicle to bring these women forward. And I think we're all intrigued by how someone gets to where they have become who they are. You know,
okay.
It's all layers and it's all chapters.
So why is it important? Because I think last time I checked, I was a man anyway. So, but why is it important that this initiative is being initiated by women?
As I sort of alluded to before this call, that's my thing. I have a women's empowerment community. So it was very logical for me to do something that did involve women. Mm-hmm. But also, if you follow the mind, body, and spirit movement, you know, there is something to be said about a significant divine feminine energy that I believe time has come. I mean, there's so much upheaval in the economy and the world. Perhaps it is time for women to step forward strongly and together and make changes.
And
I'm not a prophet.
This is not so much that men have messed it up, it's just that women have come along with some wonderful fresh ideas.
I think so. I'm not one to you know, do a judgment one way or the other. I think what it is that women's energy is very powerful. It's the energy of motherhood, the energy of birthing, it's the energy of earth.
Indeed.
You put that together and it's very powerful. And mm-hmm. that's one of the things that the internet has allowed us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to come together in force with women who and men who we would never have met. I would have never met you if I hadn't heard an interview that you did with one of the women who happened to be involved with this project.
Indeed.
And I was very impressed by you. So that's how it happened.
Fantastic. So how do other women then get involved with the network?
Well, basically, the directory will be launching on 12/12, and
yeah.
it will be an informational tool that can be distributed for free via the internet. So how they're going to get involved is next year we plan to do an On Earth Spirited Woman tour. We'd mm-hmm. like it to be 10 cities. So we'd like the women who hear about us to come and to see us speak. And the other thing is I'd like to have other women involved for 2013. This is an opportunity for women to see the format and
mm-hmm.
to step forward and get involved for the future directories that are going to come. Because
mm-hmm.
this is not going to be a one-time thing. It's going to be every year.
Mm-hmm. So in the, you know, the Gandhi phrase of be the change, where would you see this in, let's say, 5 years' time? What would be, if you like, a really fantastic thing to have achieved as a result of taking this initiative?
Oh, gosh. I think that's a very interesting question. And I think what it says to me is the power of connection. We are all stronger if we're in a tribe, whatever that tribe is for us, whether
sure.
we define our family as being a tribe, whether we define women who have like-minded beliefs and interests as being a tribe, whether we feel our fellow countrymen are a tribe, it doesn't matter. We need a connection in life to help propel us forward. And my dream for this would be that this is the basis of that tribe. We have a core group already of 50 women involved who are profiles in this directory.
Mm-hmm.
And we have already started networking with one another, having once a month phone calls, having our own private Facebook page. These things are very important because it's a way to know that there's somebody else there who you can talk to. And I think that concept is very important. And if
Wonderful.
5 years from now, it will be very significant. Those connections will be deep.
Got you. So for every connection, this obviously has got a fantastic multiplier effect as well, hasn't it? The different
Yes, and a core group of power.
Yeah.
We don't anticipate the directory isn't completely closed out yet. I haven't put a kibosh on the number of listings just yet. But we don't anticipate that there will be any more than 300 listings in the directory.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really only an opportunity for about 300 women to become involved this first time around.
Yeah.
And it's more likely that we'll have a couple hundred.
And so, and these will then be the content generators for the network, is that right?
Correct,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 50 of them, as I said, will either be will be profiles.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to read their stories.
Correct.
And, you know, we've got some fantastic stories in there. women who, we have someone who works with horses in Topanga Canyon, California, who does family constellation work. We have another woman in there who developed the lip pump. So if you don't want to use Botox, you can just keep on pumping up your lips.
Fantastic.
You know, in California, you know, we think about things like that. You know, we have women who started their own radio shows in their 50s. Women who live in ranches in Oregon and are considered creativity experts and speak in front of the UN. I mean, it's just amazing the number of women we've gotten involved, but the quality and the depth.
Fantastic.
It's all about the story. If I sat there, Tom, and I said, "Tell me your story," you would come up with things that would be so fascinating because you just didn't arrive sitting behind that desk with those beautiful books behind you.
Thank you.
There's a whole story behind how you got behind that desk and why you have those beautiful books behind you.
Yeah.
You know, so we're very influenced by our past.
Well, I've got to tell you as well a story about those books, which actually amplifies what you're saying. And if I have a pile of books on my desk of all the authors that I've helped write a book, the pile for the women is about this high, and the pile for men is not even here, right? So it's the women that have got the voice at the moment. They're the ones that are speaking loud and bringing the new messages to the planet.
Well, I hope so.
Indeed.
And I think so. And you know, and I'm going to say one thing. It's not only about the past. It is about our past leading to our future. And I think it's all a chapter, you know, being symbolic in terms of a book, it's all a chapter, a page at a time,
right.
Getting us to where we want to go.
Fantastic. So your next page is about to unfold. And 12/12/11 is going to be a significant date for you. And
absolutely.
That's when the network, that's when it goes live. So how will people find the directory?
The directory, you can find the directory, of course, on the Spirited Woman site. You can go to www.thespiritedwoman.com.
Yeah.
But the power of all of this is going to be, it's going to be a co-launch with all of the women involved in the directory. So everybody in the directory has a Twitter following, a Facebook following, a YouTube, a LinkedIn, and a newsletter following, and a website. So you do the math. There's going to be badges that are going to be given out saying, "I'm in the Spirited Woman Directory."
Fantastic.
This is a free informational tool, so it will be actually a holiday gift that we're giving out. So it's exponential. In other words, we have the potential of unlimited eyeballs. It's basically inspiration on the go. In addition, we have a .mobi site. And in addition, we're going out very aggressively with QR codes.
Oh, that's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, there'll be QR codes all through the directory, so you'll be able from your mobile phone just to shoot it. And that will either take you to our internet site, which is thespiritedwoman.com, or it will take you to our .mobi site, which is spiritedwomandirectory.com. So either way, you can get updates. And this is a personal thing, but I really feel, I'm sure you would concur, that in the next 5 years, .mobi is going to be extraordinarily impactful because of the fact that we're all going to be getting things more from our phone than we are from our laptops and our home computers. And so that is where we're putting a lot of emphasis, because I want somebody to be able to be in the car, go to our .mobi site, and look at brief glimpses of information. So this, along the ideas of a woman's co-collaboration, is a social media shift, and also a further use of technology, which I do not feel has been employed. There is no directory, to my knowledge, like this anywhere. I haven't seen it for men. I haven't seen it for scientists. I haven't seen it for the art community. This is the first time that someone is using a flipbook style directory, which basically has code on the bottom of it, just like a YouTube video, you know, does. So you can grab the code and you can literally read it page by page on your internet, just like if you were turning an iPad. Yeah. So we're using all sorts of, we're using new technology, and we're using distribution in a different way. We're heading not only towards the internet, but towards the .mobi. I firmly believe that everything is going to be QR coded within the next, you know, that's where it's all going. Yeah. So you take your phone and you shoot that. So that's very, very important. And yeah, I mean, we're doing a lot of different things. This has the capability of being a Nook book. So it's going to be relaunched as a Nook book. So if you really understand the technology behind a lot of what is going on, then we, as women, take control of the distribution. Versus in the old days, when you would call a magazine and you'd say, how many subscribers do you have? Yeah. And the person would give you the rate. So that's that.
Fabulous. And obviously, we've got the new color tablet coming out from Amazon as well. So you're just, this sounds like perfect timing. It's just meant to be.
I think so.
So listen, should we check back in for the next spring equinox, and we'll check back in about a year's time as well, and we'll just see how this is all going?
Absolutely. I would really, really love that. And if a hawk doesn't land on the spring equinox of next year, I'll have the interview with you and I'll call you the hawk.
Fantastic. Well, actually, you may find it just be another animal, because they've all got different shamanic qualities, and it just might be a different message next time. So listen, I wish you all the best with it. I'm going to be looking in on 12/12 as well, and my Twitter stream and my Facebook stream will be active. I know that. So wish you every success with it. It's going to be a great success. I know it already is. Got some great movement, and I know some of the wonderful women that you're talking about as well. And it's been a pleasure to have those in my network too, since that chat that we mentioned. So take care, and we'll see each other soon. Bye now.
All right. Thank you so much. I wish you so well.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.